The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is Big, Black, Beautiful, and Broke. We'll talk about that. We'll get into it in just a few. Because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Oh, Shirley, we got a lot going on these buses, these school buses with these kids. Some of these kids just too heavy, you understand? And me being the bus driver, Mr. Ernest, I can't let these kids get on this bus if they're too heavy. This is called baby weight.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, when I put the scale down here, if your baby get on the scale and your baby too heavy, your baby got to walk to school. You don't get on the bus.
Whoa. Okay?
these big babies just wearing these axles out. We just can't take it. We can't do no more big babies on these buses. I'm sorry. Y'all got to walk.
I'm with Mr. Ernest on this one.
Yeah. Oh, you agree with this?
I truly do. I do.
These kids too big nowadays. They too big. They don't go outside and play. They sit around the house playing a video game. We got to get out and walk. Baby weight. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Trina, please.
Yeah, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina, my name is Ernest Murphy down here at the bus barn with the from the school district. Your son is Devin, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's in the sixth grade, I think.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. I think he rides bus 93. Does he ride bus 93? Are you familiar with the bus number?
He does.
Okay. So now, the school board has implemented a new rule, and we're having to call a lot of parents and let them know about the new rule as far as the buses are concerned. Now, from my understanding, each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds. That's what the new rule that is implemented by the school board.
Can you say that again? I feel like I just missed something.
Each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So starting on Monday, what they're going to do is the bus driver will have a scale, and he will weigh the kids before they get on. on the bus. I understand, ma'am, but like I say, I'm calling every parent
you're gonna weigh my child before he gets on the bus?
That's what the new rule is. If he's over 125, then he'll either have to walk or you'll have to take him to school.
I have a job, okay? I have a job. I'm not going to take my kid to school. That's what the bus is for. That's what my tax dollars pay for. But what's the rationale behind this?
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. From what they're saying is that the weight of these children is wearing down these transmissions on this bus, on these buses. The transmission cannot take all of that. So they are limiting the weight of each child. So now how much does
that... I think that's discrimination.
But is your son over... Is he over 125 pounds?
He is. Okay,
you're probably gonna have to take your son to school, or he's gonna have to walk. He probably need to walk to school if he already 125 pounds.
That is so rude. What the absolute are you talking about?
All I'm saying is if your son is overweight, 125. You know, maybe the exercise are doing good, but like I say, the school board is not going to allow him on the bus.
Sir, I will not accept this. Who do I need to call? Is there a manager? Is there a city council member? I mean, this is seriously the most f***ed up.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear, and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discriminatory practice I've ever heard of, it doesn't even make sense. You're talking about a child.
I understand, but we're talking about a child that weighs more than a grown person. Your son
is
a heavy...
I need to get... What is your name, sir? Tell me your name again.
My name is Ernest. I'm down here at the bus ball.
I would like to speak with a supervisor, like, now.
Okay.
You do not get to speak to about my child that way. You don't get to speak to any kid that way. You should not be working at a school if that is your attitude.
I don't work at the school. I work at the bus barn. I'm down here at the bus barn. And they gave me your number. Evidently, they're right. Because you're saying he's over 125 pounds.
I am in absolute shock. This is so obtuse.
Like, okay. So do you have a fat child? Do you have a big child?
Listen, what my child looks like, how much he weighs, is none of your business. I'm going to call the school. They shouldn't be working with your company if this is the way that you treat people. And you talk about children this way? Like, what the f*** is the matter with you?
I guess what they're doing is that this is the way of them approaching obesity. You know, whoever over 125, let them walk. They might walk it all. Your son might.
Listen, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have to work. My son is getting on that bus, and I'm going to call the school board and should not be working with you. Maybe another bus company, I don't know, but I'm calling the city. I will call whoever the they need to call, but you need to give me a supervisor's name right now.
Do you think you need to start cooking different so Devin don't have, maybe it starts at home with what you feed him.
Everybody you know, I am calling your supervisor, I'm calling the city, I'm calling the school. I am going to get you so fired. Like, I can't even believe that you're allowed to make this call. Like, are other parents okay with this?
I'm calling. When you're on your way to work in the morning, Trina, do you listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Trina, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Yes.
Nephew Tommy.
Your cousin Vicky got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. I love Steve Harvey. I love you. I was about to have a heart attack. Thank God.
You got to tell me this, baby. Trina, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey.
You're so wrong for that.
What?
No, go ahead, Miss Ernie. That's good.
We got to do something with these big old babies. Shirley, these babies too big. They need to get a workout on the way to school every morning. I'm sorry. They do.
I'm playing too much.
Yeah, I'm an adult, and you out breathing me. Get your ass to walking.
Get your butt to walking. Comedy Factory, The Nephew is coming. That will be April 19th and 20th. That is Friday and Saturday night. The Nephew is back by popular demand in the BMO, baby. Baltimore, Maryland. Tickets on sale right now. I got another one, y'all. This right here, this is May 5th. This is Cinco de Mayo. This is Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. That is at the YouTube Theater in Los Angeles, California. It says, Let There Be Laughs. Let There Be Laughs. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. We got Kev on stage. We got Tony Baker, Lavelle Crawford. We got J.J. Williamson. We got somebody with a band. Guess who got a band? Fred Hammond in the building, baby. What? All of it.
What?
Hosted by yours truly. Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. It is May 5th, Sunday night.
All of that is by
Live Nation. Yeah. Tickets on sale right now, May 5th in Los Angeles, California. Get it.
That sounds fun. All right. Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is Big, Black, Beautiful, and Broke. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.